read maybe a verse or two verses in chapter 1, the book of Luke. Luke in chapter number 1, read two verses, verse number 46 and 47. And then I don't feel like I'll be long, but I want to say a few things this morning out of the Word of God. In Luke chapter number 1, verse number 46 and 47. Stand with us if you would. We'll honor the Bible. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence this morning, thanking you, dear Lord, for every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. Thank you, Lord, for the church and these, Lord, that are bowed here today. God, I pray your blessings on each family, every individual, Lord, that's present here this morning. Father, we come before you with thanksgiving, thanking you, dear Lord, for your Son, Jesus, that you sent into the world through a virgin birth. Lord, that we through him could have life everlasting. Father, we thank you, Lord, again for this privilege. We thank you, Lord, for your salvation. Father, I pray this morning that if there be anyone here that's never been saved, never been acquainted with the grace of God, Lord, I pray that today would be the day that they'd turn their heart and life to you and they'll be saved. We ask you, Father, again, Lord, that we may rejoice in you, in our hope and in the glory of God. We ask you now to go with us and give us the words that we need to say and anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Forgive me, Lord, of my sins and my failures. And Lord, what you do today, we'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you for all that's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As churches are gathered all over the world this Sunday morning and celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus, and preachers are filling the pulpits all across America and preaching the Word of God, as many of them have from the beginning of December all the way through till Christmas Day. We began to focus on the birth of the Lord Jesus, and we began to tell about the old story that never fades. It never gets old, and it's always a blessing to, again, year after year, to celebrate the birth of Christ. When Jesus comes again, he will not come as a little baby. Amen. But he'll come King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so while we're celebrating this morning, this Christmas season, we're reminded today that he came into the world. The Bible said the gospel message of Jesus Christ is that Jesus came. Amen. That Jesus came. And he died and was buried, and God raised him from the dead. The greatest story ever told, the greatest story ever known to man, and sure to this generation, is the story of Jesus Christ. The Bible said that Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." And I thought about this morning as we began to look at these two verses, I thought about my soul. Yeah. You know, when I think about that, this is an individual thing. Yeah. Amen. It's a personal Savior that we have. And when we talk about and we look about Mary speaking about her soul doth magnify the Lord, how with all the things that she was surrounded with at the birth of the Lord Jesus, how her soul begins to magnify the Lord. I believe this is a time of worship. Amen. I believe this is a time where every Christian can gather together and worship the Lord. Yeah. As we begin to preach the gospel message, and the church all over America proclaims the gospel message of proclaiming the Lord, how we worship the Lord. The Bible said, "Heaven praise the Lord." When them shepherds were out on the hillside, how they testified that heaven began to sing and praise God. How we got something to praise him for. Yeah. Amen. When we talk about Jesus, how we have someone to praise him for. How the Bible tells us now, as these shepherds heard these angels sing, how the Bible said there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Heaven, praising God. And when we hear the good news, how we worship Him. This is all about Jesus, isn't it? Amen. When I think about Mary, magnifying the Lord in her soul, how the Bible said, as the shepherds began to tell her what they had heard and what they had saw out on the hillside, that she began to wonder and ponder these things in her heart. And the Bible tells us as she began to take in the good news and that what was happening to her and the birth of God's Son into the world. The Bible said here, for He hath regarded the low estate of the handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. The Bible said that Mary recognized her humility and her lowly estate as God recognized her and exalted her and said she would be a blessing among women. And so we know this morning, as she magnifies the Lord, how she begins to exalt Him in her soul. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me for just a few minutes, on the surrounding of the birth of Jesus. There was a lot of things going on in that day. A lot of things, a lot of characters, a lot of people that are mentioned at the birth of the Lord Jesus. You'll find, first of all, that the angel came to Joseph, Mary's husband, and began to talk to Joseph. And the Bible said he had a spouse, he was a spouse to Mary. And the Bible said Mary had conceived a child, not knowing a man, and she was a spouse to Joseph. And so now Joseph is pondering these things in his mind. And the Bible said would have privately thinking about putting her away. Possibly divorcing her and putting her away. But the Bible said while he was thinking on these things, that the angel of the Lord began to explain to him what was going on as Mary being his espoused wife and with child. And you can imagine what was going on in Joseph's mind when these things come upon him. Joseph, in the book of Matthew, the Bible tells us, as he began to talk to the angel of the Lord, the Bible said, then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And first of all, you know, Joseph submitted and obeyed the Lord. Amen. Now that's the first thing that it takes to be saved. Amen. Is that you give yourself willfully to the message of God. Joseph, I'm sure, had a lot of things in his mind, going through his mind. But when he surveyed the message that the angel of the Lord gave him, the Bible said he submitted himself unto the truth of the gospel. Amen. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us, and he knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn, and he called his name Jesus. Amen. And he knew that this was not his son, and he knew that this was God's son that was sent into the world, conceived by the Holy Ghost. This that was in his espoused wife, my friend, was of the Holy Ghost, God's Son. He shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And so now Joseph, he kind of fades away in the background. And of the text, the Bible tells us as he accepts the Lord. You know what a blessing is about that? I remember the first time I heard about our blessed Lord. It done something to me. I remember when I heard when somebody told me about a man that loved me unconditionally and what it meant to my heart. I pondered that. I wondered about that. But then I got to the place where I submitted unto him and committed to God. I want to say to you this morning, submit yourselves unto God. Amen. When Joseph said yes, that's all it'll take for you this morning, is just to believe. Amen. To say yes to God and the message from God. And so now you have Mary. The Bible said now she magnified the Lord in her body. Her soul was magnified. She had taken all these things in.
as she began to talk to the angel and said, "How can this thing be, seeing I know not a man?" She was amazed at the thing that God is doing in her. I want to tell you, that's an amazing grace for anybody that's ever been saved. And amen, Christ in us is an amazing spiritual, supernatural thing. Amen. Come from God. Each one that's ever been saved by the grace of God knows what Mary's talking about. Amen. When Christ is in us. And my friend, today, that's the only way that we can be saved, is for Christ in us. Amen. The Bible said God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And the same Christ, amen, is in us today. Christ in you. The hope of glory is what the Bible said. And so Mary has pondered these things as the birth got closer. The Bible said as Elizabeth was 6 months with child, and Mary goes and visits Elizabeth now and begins to talk to Elizabeth and tells her about the Christ that was in her, that she was with child. And the Bible said that as she began to speak to Elizabeth, the Bible said that the baby in Elizabeth, which was 6 months, leaped in her womb. And the Bible said when Elizabeth heard these glad sayings, that she was filled with the Holy Ghost. And I want to say to you this morning, Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." And as Elizabeth began to praise God, and that baby began, I believe John the Baptist inside of her began to praise the Lord. And you know, I'm going to stop right there just a second this morning. And ain't God good? And ain't God powerful this morning? And I can take an unborn baby and make him leap in the womb of his mother at the mere name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said Elizabeth began to praise the Lord, and she was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she said to Mary, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." And Mary began to magnify the Lord in her soul. And this particular text is known as Mary's song, as she breaks out in praise and in worship to the Lord for what he had done for her and what he done in her, as she magnifies here in her soul of the Lord Jesus. And then she begins to testify, and she said, "For he that is mighty hath done me great things, and holy is his name." And she's taken her mind off of the baby and she's putting it on the Christ. Amen. And she recognized that this is a God thing. Amen. And that the Bible said it, that the Almighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He hath hope in his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. She breaks out in jubilation for the Lord. And the Bible said, while all of this is going on, her soul done magnified the Lord. You know, this morning, it'll do us good just to worship him. Amen. Just to worship him. Somebody said, "What can we do?" Worship God. Amen. And worship the Lord Jesus. As she began to magnify the Lord, as she sees Joseph, her husband, magnify the Lord. As she sees Elizabeth magnify the Lord, she sees herself, her soul, as she magnifies the Lord. Now, the Bible said in chapter number 2, as it come time that she was great with child, as she went down to Bethlehem of Judea and to give birth of the Lord Jesus, they went there to pay their taxes. And while they were there, and it was time for him to be born, and there was no room for him in the inn. And you know, this morning I realize today that there's a lot of people don't have room for him in their heart today. But if you'll open up your heart, he'll come in. Amen. And he'll be your Savior today. But they pushed him away, and he went into a stable there in a manger. The Bible said, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And there was Mary and Joseph and all of the animals round about them. A lamb born in a stall. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. While they were there, the angels broke out in jubilation to praise God. And the shepherds were on the hillside, minding and tending the sheep. They had no idea what was going on. They were doing what they do. They were shepherding sheep. And all of a sudden, a great light began to shine around them as they began to look and wonder. And they seen as they heard the angel of God, as they began to sing, as they began to speak to them. The Bible said, and the angel said, "Now fear not." He said, "For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, not only Israel, but all people today." This great joy, glad tidings, the good news, the gospel that Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah! He has come, thank God. The Bible said, as they heard of the angels break out in jubilation, and they began to sing. How the Bible said they told them to go down, and they went to Bethlehem and saw the baby, amen, lying in a manger, just like the angels said he would. Hallelujah! How the Bible said, as they rejoiced in him, thank God, you can leave rejoicing in the Lord this morning. They rejoiced. And then you find the wise men. The Bible said they had been seeking him for a long time. They had heard about the star of Bethlehem. And they had been watching, they were astrologers, watching the stars, see if when they'd line up or what they could find. And they saw a particular star in the east.
Yeah.
Amen. And the Bible said that they followed that star and it led them to where the Christ child was.
Yeah.
Amen. And they began to give them gifts, gold, frankincense and myrrh. They gave them those gifts, gifted of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said, when they left that day, praising that child, they left and went a different way. I'm going to tell you, the wise men still seek the Lord today. Those wise men believe the word of God. The Bible tells us as they began to seek for the sign of the Lord Jesus, they were looking for him. They believed in him. And they believed in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said as they read in the Bible, as they read the text of the Lord Jesus being born into the world, then they sought after him. They looked for him. All men seek Jesus. Amen. And the Bible said they sought after him. The Bible said in Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. They had been looking for him. And the Bible said he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you find him, bring him to me, that I may worship him." He never intended to worship him. And the Bible said, when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Can you imagine what Joseph and Mary, now some believe that Jesus was approximately 2 years old by this time. This has never left Mary. She's magnifying the Lord in her soul. And the Bible said now these wise men come bearing gifts. Some believe that they were kings of the Orient. Some believe that. And they had come to see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Christ child, and bearing those gifts. But the Bible said how they left out and they went a different way because Herod had sought to kill the child and kill them. And the Bible tells us they went a different way. I'm going to tell you how the Lord Jesus can change lives today. He's no different than he was then. He can change lives today. But then the Bible says, as he goes on, the next account we find, he's 12 years old, and the feast in Jerusalem has come, and they're carrying their family to the feast. And the Bible said, when they get there, they stay there, and they do the worshiping of God there, and they leave without Jesus. 3 days. 3 days. The Bible said now they're finding out that he's not with them. I don't know about you, but one of the saddest things that Christmas can ever leave an individual is when we lose Jesus. When we lose Jesus. When we fail to find him in our travels. We get so wrapped up in the travels until we cannot find the Lord. Amen. The Bible said they sought him among their kindred. And they knew not where he was. They tried to find him among the kinfolks. And they lost him there. They go back to Jerusalem. And they find him over at the house of God. The Bible said he's among the doctors. At 12 years old, the Bible said he's listening to them and answering the questions. And they were amazed at the understanding and the knowledge of this young child, 12 years old. And his mother and his father, earthly father, comes to find him in the temple. And the Bible said they were astonished at him there. They were all astonished at the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said, why have you done this thing? And he told them that he must be about his father's business. I want to tell you, he come for one purpose only, and that's to accomplish the Father's business. I said last week, he's more than a baby. Hallelujah. He's God. He's God's Son, the Savior of the world, the hope of glory, and he's soon coming again to take us all home. My soul doth magnify the Lord. You find that magnify several times in the Bible. This is not the only place that you find that here. But everywhere you find it, you find Christ exploding in these people. Paul said that my ministry might get magnified, wanting it to get bigger. Peter and in Philippians, Paul mentions that my body doth magnify the Lord. You know what the church needs to do today? Magnify the Lord in our soul. In all the busyness and all the things that we wrap in with Christmas, the most important one is Christ, that he get magnified and God get glorified for what he's done. For God hath done great things. Great things to me. Mary said, that's why my soul is magnified in God. Now I want to ask you a question. Have we left Jesus somewhere? Have we forgot him? Why, preacher, you know we hadn't forgot the Lord. Now wait a minute. There's people that can sit in a pew on Sunday and never be in the presence of the Lord. That's right. Many folks sit in a pew on Sunday and not even recognize being in the presence of the Lord. Why would you not recognize the Christ in Christmas. There are people that doesn't recognize Jesus in Christmas. All they're interested in is the profits and the bottom line. It's all they care about. And I want to tell you, it's much more than that. Mary magnified the Lord in her soul. Why don't we get a song ready this morning? Sister Janice, if you'll come. Brother Jake, if you'll come. This morning, we read about Joseph. We talked about Mary. We looked at Elizabeth. We took a look at the shepherds. We looked at the wise men. And we looked at the doctors. This morning, what about you? She said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." How about you this morning? Has it got to where he's the lesser, or is he the greater? While we stand.